We need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing, they go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number two. Lakeside Lodge of Clemson is different. It's unique. I have a couple of my friends are over there and went to lunch with Taj Boyd and Leighton Cubbage a couple weeks ago, actually last week or 2 weeks ago sometime. And, man, I learned so much more about what they're doing and how they're doing and how well it's going. And then Leighton sent me pictures. They're moving dirt over there now. And, man, this time next year, football season is going to be here and it's going to be awesome. It's a unique opportunity. It is a condo tell. It's right there off of 123, beside New Springs and new strip mall or new malls over there. You're gonna love it. We're talking about studios, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, condos. You get all the amenities of a resort, all the food and the hot tub and the bar and the walking paths and the fire pits. And they even have this mini scale football field to enjoy tailgating on. And then you get the hotel services. And the days you don't want to use it, you can rent it out, make some money back on that. This is a unique opportunity. They're taking reservations now. This is easy. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. We are back. We are up and running. We had... our local provider had some area outages, and they are back now, and so you're back. That means we're opening up phone lines, we're opening up texts, opening up tweets to hear from you. 654-ROAR is our Northern Communication phone line. I miss talking to you. For folks that are out there listening to us on the app now for the first time, big news yesterday outside of Dabo Swinney's golf tournament, Zach Orr found a way to talk Kristen into marrying him. He's over in Ireland, got engaged yesterday, so great news for him there.
Another news, Zach is going into sales because apparently he can convince. I said apparently now Zach's going to be leaving and going into sales.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He could sell snow to an Eskimo.
Catch a popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves.
That's right.
There you go.
Let me get William in Georgia calling in early this morning. Good morning, William. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mickey. How are you, bud?
Doing fantastic.
Say Zach got engaged. Now, good for him.
Yeah, he talked her into it.
I hear you. The boy got skills, sounds like.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was going to ask, I sat and listened to your golf thing yesterday. It's pretty interesting. That one guy, Robbie Caldwell, I think I could sit and listen to him all day. If he was talking about Pixie Dust and Fairies, I could listen to him. He just got a cool voice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he is. He's one of us.
Yeah. But anyway, you were talking about all these people wanting to play ETN and all that. I think what people need to do, and you'll probably, I hope you agree with me, is that these coaches have probably forgotten more about football than some of us will ever know. I mean, they're in the positions they need to be in for a reason, to make decisions. And all you got to do is put a little faith, especially your winning coaches, like, you know, y'all got one, we got one. You need to put your faith in them and let it ride. That's what I think. But anyway, y'all have a good day, and I just wanted to give my opinion.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. if you had a, if you were a manager of salespeople and you had a couple of salespeople that just killed it and it did something you might not agree with, you go, you know what, man, I'm going to let you ride right now because you're successful. You know what you're doing. You've earned the right for me to trust whatever your judgment is. If you don't, then, you know, if you're not selling, if you're not doing well, if you aren't out there busting, setting records and having the best you've ever been, can we agree that this is the best Clemson football program's ever been?
Yes.
If that is the case, can we agree then just to trust Dabo, trust Robbie Caldwell, trust Jeff Scott and Tony Elliott and all the offensive guys? Can we agree to do that then?
Yes.
If it's going better than it's ever gone, then why wouldn't we just say, okay, I got a good friend of mine who loves recruiting. One of my best friends in the world, man. He's out totally into it.
Right.
And Clemson got one of these three-star commitments that some fans raised keen about this summer. And he's like, what are we doing, man? These guys, they deserve our benefit of the doubt. He goes, until they start losing games, now let them lose games. And I'll try to go back to being the genius again, the expert again. But at this point in time, man, they've got to find a way to trust these guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure everyone was all bent out of shape when you got a two-star and Ryan Carter coming here. Why are we wasting a scholarship on a guy like that?
Heard that forever.
Ryan Carter trying to be a pretty darn good football player. And Dabo knows what he's looking for.
I was in Williams-Brice last year. I saw it.
Hey, the best pass Bentley threw all day. It's right to him.
I saw it. You ain't going to tell me, buddy. I saw it. All right, let me recap where we are. A lot of folks just join us. Folks join us on the internet because of our we had an outage, a local outage with our cable deal there in the area. That's all back up and running. That was a planned deal there. They were upgrading some stuff. So in case you missed it, All-Star game last night, it was the American League winning 8-6. We had home runs galore. We had 10 home runs of the 14 runs that were scored. And in a 10-inning affair, the American League won. And up in our nation's capital. In case you didn't see it, let me go ahead and just give you just the how it all worked out. Aaron Judge homered in the second inning. Trout homered in the third inning. Contreras homered for the National League in the third inning. Story homered in the seventh inning. In the eighth, Segura homered. Yelich homered in the eighth. Bergman homered in the tenth. Springer homered in the 10th. Brantley hit a sacrifice fly, and then Joey Votto homered to right. There were just bombs everywhere. 10 home runs altogether. Anybody get... Springer went 2-for-2 last night. Segura went 2-for-2 last night. That was all for the American League side of things. Anybody really pitch really well strikeout-wise? Snell had three strikeouts last night for the American League. Scherzer struck out four guys, but gave up a bomb. I saw the bomb to Aaron Judge. And now, anyway, American League wins 8-6. The big news of the day on the national scene, two trades, one in the NBA. It looks like they are finalizing the deal now for Leonard going from San Antonio to Toronto. DeMar DeRozan is going to be included in this trade package, it looks like, at this point. So it looks like Toronto is where Leonard will end up there. The Machado trade in Major League Baseball, the Dodgers, looks like that's going to happen. Major League Baseball off until Friday, but it's like the Dodgers will be the final place that he will, not the final place, but the next place that he will take his deal there. British Open going on in less than, let me see, British Open will tee off in 15 hours or so, mm-hmm, over across the pond over at Carnoustie. We can talk a little bit about that. At the SEC Media Days yesterday, Georgia, Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Florida. Well, let's hear some audio there. Mississippi State, Tennessee, Alabama, and Missouri go today. I think we're caught up. Am I missing anything? I think we're caught up.
I think we're caught up.
All right. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us there on Twitter, @John_Height, H-I-G-H-T, @MickeyPlyler, and on our healthcare text line, 986-1566, 986-1566. Go back to our podcast and read what we had to say about, or listen to what we had to say about the quarterbacks, running backs, and so far at Clemson. Travis on Twitter writes in, Dylan Thompson was a better passer, but Connor Shaw was a better player and winner. I can't seriously say Dylan Thompson's a better passer than Connor Shaw.
Connor Shaw was a darn good quarterback.
Yeah. I can't really say that. Hank from Easley says, everyone is fussing about three stars. Half of those guys are making a scene at these camps that they're going to. Constantine from Louisiana will probably be a top 100 player when it's all said and done. Mickey is right here that the coaches know talent. Relax, Fairweather fans. That's Hank over in Easley. You know, if I was a fan of Louisville right now, I might look back and go, ah, man, what are our coaches doing? What is Bobby Petrino doing? He hired one of the worst defensive coordinators that we have ever seen in Peter Sermon. And our defense just looked awful. We gave up 66 more yards a game last year. What is he doing? If I was a fan of, give me any team in the country.
Who's this Peter Sermon? Sorry, I was on
the. Peter Sermon was the defensive coordinator at Louisville last year. They fired him, and he hired Brian Van Gorder. But Louisville's defense last year, let me remind you, gave up 28 to Purdue, 35 to North Carolina, 47 to Clemson, 39 to NC State, 45 to Boston College, 42 to Wake Forest.
You could have stopped at 35 to North Carolina.
Right. So
Van Gorder's not much of an upgrade.
But he's better than Sermon. Sermon was terrible. I don't know what they were doing. They were terrible.
Yes.
My point was that, you know what, Bobby Petrino, even with Lamar Jackson, we went 9-4 and 8-5, and even though we were ranked third in the country and we didn't win a championship and hadn't played for conference championships, hadn't played for division championships, hadn't done anything, so I can question Louisville. Give me another team quickly. Anybody in the country. Any conference, anybody in the country.
Anybody in the country, Oklahoma State.
At Oklahoma State, I think that they are overachieving at Oklahoma State. I think that, really? That their staff – at Oklahoma State is getting more than they, not saying they deserve to get, but they're maximizing what they're doing there. Let me remind you at Oklahoma State that they've won 10 games three straight years. The senior class at Oklahoma State is 30-9 right now.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
But with that said, I can sit back and go, you know, we're giving up almost 30 points a game on defense. Now that offensively, the average 45 points a game and 569 yards of offense. They're crushing it on offense. But if I was an Oklahoma State fan, I'd go, you know, I mean, defensively, we give up a ton of points and a ton of yards. We give up 44 to TCU. You know, we give up 39 to West Virginia, give up 42 to Iowa State, we give up 45 to Kansas State. We gave up 62 to Oklahoma. I mean, I can criticize some of that. I can criticize from a recruiting standpoint. You know, we don't recruit with Oklahoma. We don't.
Are you the president of Oklahoma State right now?
Yeah. But,
after he came out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though.
I mean, no, I do.
We,
yeah.
We don't. Against ranked teams, we're not great. The last time I think I'm right by saying this, they beat 10th ranked West Virginia in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only time. Well, they beat 5th-ranked TCU in 15. And that's the only times in the last 4 years they've beaten, you know, top 10 teams. You don't beat a lot of top 10 teams. Yeah. I've got an article about that coming up. But the point is, I can criticize a little bit.
Right.
But Dabo Swinney, what is there to criticize? With the staff, what is there to criticize?
Nothing.
Sit back and enjoy it, man. Just sit back and just soak it all in.
Did you happen to, speaking of Oklahoma State, did you happen to see Mike Gundy yesterday at Big 12 Media Days?
I did not. I saw the Big 12 Media Days were on. I just didn't watch any of it.
The mullet is looking stronger. Mm. He is ready for this season.
Mullet game.
That mullet is going to be flowing in the wind out there in Central
mullet
Oklahoma.
Mullet game.
Gotta love it.
Texas said Vic Beasley was a three-star recruit, and look how he turned out. Dab and his team potential. See how they fit into a system regardless of how many stars the guys have. Vic Beasley was a phenomenal athlete.
Oh, yes.
And they recognized that. But, I mean, still, I'd rather have 4 stars than 5 stars.
Of course.
But when Dabo takes a 2-star or a 3-star, it turns out. It works out.
There's a reason behind it.
The main reason why Clemson is one of the 2 or 3 best football programs in the country right now is because they have recruited the Deshaun Watsons, the Trevor Lawrences. They've recruited the Mike Williams, Artavis Scotts, T. Higgins. They've recruited the Christian Wilkins, Dexter Lawrence. The Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence were five stars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were big gets.
Right.
I remember both of them committing to Clemson.
Right. The reason Alabama is because they get more four and five stars than everybody else.
Right.
So let's be very, very clear about that.
And but also when they're going for a two or a three or a gray shirt or what have you.
It works out.
Their eye for talent evaluation is some of the best in the country.
They do an unbelievable job with it.
Unbelievable.
It just works out.
It really does. Do you rarely have any quote-unquote bus
right
around here?
Right. So.
Very blessed.
And if they do, then they've earned the right to have it. They put enough deposits in that we can take some withdrawals every once in a while.
Absolutely.
That's okay. That's quite all right. Let me get Delvin quickly. Sam Blackman's going to join us in a minute. I don't want to have Delvin hold too long there. Hey, Delvin, thanks for hanging on, buddy. I hope you're doing well. Hey, Delvin.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm right here. Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're great. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, you said there was not a lot of news. The only thing I'm surprised about is that shocked me was how positive Brittany was. He used at the time. He's trashing his defense, or we're not that good, but he was positive. That shocked me yesterday.
Well, man, when you bring back Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant and Kendall Joseph and Trey Lamar and Trayvon Mullen and you bring back A.J. Terrell and all that, there's a lot to be positive. He should be positive, man. He's got his best defense coming back, I think.
Yeah, but you know how you were at the time, though,
Mitchell. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah,
that was
something. I know everybody talking about quarterbacks, and you said that, you know, it's going to be obvious, like, with quarterback. I don't think it's going to be a damn obvious, nigga. I think that gonna shock you. Gonna be throwing the ball down the field. You're gonna be shocked. I don't think it's gonna be that obvious.
Well, let me ask you this. I didn't see him as a freshman or sophomore. I've seen him for 5 or 6 years now. And what we've seen for 5 or 6 years, all of a sudden he's gonna turn into some downfield passer after not being one for 5 or 6 years. He's just gonna say, "Hey, man."
Was you at the? I understand
what you're saying,
but was it at the time that you said he might be switching position and we find out what happened
in his switch position? I didn't. I never thought he was going to switch position. But now I'll say this. He threw it a million times better than I ever thought he could throw it. With that said, decision-making, anticipation, reading it, looking safeties off, fitting balls into small windows, I don't think that all of a sudden we're just going to turn into Dan Fouts or anything like that. I think that he's an athletic guy, makes some plays with his feet a little bit, buy some extra time around a little bit, throw a lot of underneath stuff. I don't think you're going to see him fitting a skinny post over linebackers in front of corners and throwing the ball, you know, advancing it downfield 20, 25 yards. I just don't think that's who he is. I think that he's a guy that's underneath guy, athletic guy, but I don't think it's going to be some vertical Dan Marino all of a sudden going to let this thing cut it loose and turn into some 3,000-yard passer. I don't know if that's going to happen 5 or 6 years into it. That's just my guess.
Yeah, no, I ain't talking about like that. Yeah, ultimately, you gonna see him throwing the ball down. What does this mean? All this, like you said, the fast passes. Yeah, I ain't gonna say he would do it all the time. But I'm saying he gonna be throwing the ball down the field.
I went back and watched a lot of games this summer, and I just didn't see a lot of it. I mean, the Louisville game. Throw a couple of those. The Virginia Tech game, he threw the one to Renfro downfield, but it's one or two shots a game instead of 5 or 6, 7 shots a game. So,
okay, we'll see.
Devin, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Hope you have a great day. We'll take a short break, come back with Sam Blackman. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, I see it time and time and time again that here's how it works out. I'll get a text from a friend or from someone at the show or someone like someone at the station will say, "Hey, Mickey, do you have Carolina Flooring Specialist number?" And then they'll call them and they'll set up an appointment, no obligation appointment. Really, you know, I'm not sure I want to do it. No, they come over and they see how affordable it is. They get an estimate and they see what the product looks like. And then later on, I'll get a phone call or a text or a tweet and they'll say, "Hey, buddy, I want to thank you, man. We went ahead and got in touch with them and they did an awesome job. And now our garage floor is great." Do that. It's no obligation. You don't have anything to worry about. Just take care of it. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Let them come and show you what they do, show you their high-performance floor, and show you, you know, take a measurement of your garage and see how it works out for you. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Tim Worley's number, 864-404-8158, 404-8158. Just take a, you know, take a couple of minutes. Take 15, 20 minutes. Let them come by, show you what they do at CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. All right, we'll take a break. Sam Blackman is going to join us. Two things. One is, why did Clemson get out of some of the conferences and go to new conferences throughout this history? And two, Sam has got one of the most impressive streaks I've ever seen or heard about. We'll tell you about that in the next segment right after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
If you're looking for the perfect Clemson gear, then look no further than the Tiger Sports Shop. You can be the ultimate Clemson fan from head to toe with the Tiger Sports Shop's vast selection of orange and purple apparel. Tiger Sports Shop provides everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Are you looking for the Nike apparel that you see the Clemson players and coaches wearing on the sidelines? We are the exclusive provider of Nike sideline apparel. In Clemson, visit our stores at 1102 Tiger Boulevard or 364 College Avenue in Clemson. Go Tigers!
At Orkin, we help get rid of pests, always using the latest science.
Thanks for coming back. I saw a couple more ants in the kitchen.
Of course. I'll keep coming back between services until you're 100% happy.
That's going to be tough. My baseball team just traded away our starting ace. We'll never make the playoffs.
Well, let's start with the ants.
What's that going to cost me?
Nothing at all. Return visits are covered by the Orkin Satisfaction Guarantee.
Happiness is possible.
Orkin. Pest control down to a science.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Hold on.
He seems to be speaking words.
Some kind.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at Canty Foundation, a couple things going on here. Number one is that they have a brand new facility over in the Dorman area, over in Spartanburg, over in the Roebuck area, I guess you could probably say. And things are going great there as far as that goes. And that means some good news to you out there. Now, if you're looking to kind of change your career and looking to maybe head in another direction, working for a great company with a great 401k program and health benefits and a really cool place to work, then they would love to talk to you. You don't need any experience. They have a great training there for you. It's a fun place to work. These are good people. Call 864-475-1671 or CantyCanFixIt.com. From a consumer standpoint, hey, get those crawl spaces dried up and get that rid of that mold and mildew. And then from your cracks and any foundation issues you might have, quality products, proven services, these professional people are going to come permanently repair anything you have. Free estimates out there. CantyCanFixIt.com. Or call them today at 864-475-1671. Our friend Sam Blackman joins us. I had a lunch with him yesterday. It's always the best to get back and see him. Now that you're retired, Sammy, I enjoy seeing you, man, but you're working like crazy. It's not retirement. You're still working out there, and I'm glad you are. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
How are you this morning, Mason?
I'm doing fantastic. We started a thing last week about Clemson and the three conferences that they've been affiliated with in the past. And, Sammy, I want to talk about, like, transitioning from one conference to the other conference. Why did they leave one to join the other and formation the other one? Let's begin back of leaving the Southern Athletic and then going to the Southern Conference, I guess. How did that come about?
Well, Mickey, it was just getting too large. At one time, I think there was like 30 members of the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Association, and they were just getting too large, and there was a controversy, too. Some colleges wanted freshmen ineligible, some wanted them eligible, and the people that left wanted them eligible to play and whatnot, So a sticking point, and it was, like I said, it was just getting too large, and so they split up and formed the Southern Conference, and I think, plus two, I think there were some other reasons. There was a lot of colleges in there, and they just thought the larger colleges should be in the Southern Conference, so. That was one of the main reasons, and it was just getting too large. It was hard to settle who won the conference in football, for example. Now, and then the Southern Conference, of course, is the first one to have a basketball tournament. They had that in Atlanta, Georgia, and, of course, that's coming up on the 100th anniversary, in 2021. But 2022, I should say, because they were formed in 1921. So it was just a time where they just thought, we could have a smaller conference, and then it was still pretty large. I think it seemed like it was like 16 then, but it was still more manageable at that time. You could play more, play more schools and have a true champion, more so than so large.
The Southern Conference, Clemson last in that until we formed the ACC in the early 1950s. Those came about. Why leave the Southern Conference, and what led to the formation of the ACC?
Sure. And now just want to point out too, the SEC pulled teams. They pulled out of the Southern Conference, and then, of course, in 1953. The ACC was born. There was a controversy, Mickey. Southern Conference wanted just one team to represent them in the bowl games. I don't know why, but they just there weren't that many bowl games, and they just wanted just one team. Clemson and Maryland both went in 1952, if I'm not mistaken. And because it meant a little money for the school. And, of course, if you go to a bowl game, and they placed Clemson, that was 1951. And in 1952, they put Clemson and Maryland on probation and saying that you can only play teams, you can't play any Southern Conference teams in, unless it's a state law that you played, you know, a rival or something along those lines. So Clemson wasn't able to go and play South Carolina. So the legislature made it a quick law and, you know, made a law real quick and said Clemson and South Carolina will play. And it was just for 1 year. Now, a lot of people, I think, still think that it's state law that the two teams play, but it's not. It was just for 1 year. And that way, Clemson and South Carolina played in 1952. But I think the main thing is because of the of that, and I think there was some, and then it was just getting too large. Coach Howard said the Southern Conference was getting way too large, and so the ACC, seven teams are going to pull out in 1953. Now, Mickey, the Clemson House, they hosted the winter meetings of the Southern Conference in the spring of 1953. I believe it's in February. And, you know, it's a nice new hotel and so on and so forth. And they were going to form the ACC, and they kind of went aside in, I guess, probably another meeting room or something. And then it was decided that they were going to postpone this, the withdrawal, to the spring meetings. I think they were held, I think it was in Greensboro. And Duke and North Carolina said, we are not starting this conference in Little Clemson, South Carolina. So that's the reason they postponed it to the spring. United Press International, a reporter told me that. He said, he said that was, and we were sworn to secrecy and all this kind of stuff. And they kept it quiet. And that's what happened. And Dr. Lee Milford, our team physician, was instrumental in writing the bylaws and helped write the Constitution. He was also Mickey Clemson's faculty representative in the Southern Conference, and he served as president of the Southern Conference for 3 years. So, very smart man. He was a team physician, the town's physician, and just a very smart man. And we'll have to talk about him sometime, but his son became a doctor, and some people, and I think he was considered the world's best hand surgeon in the world, but Dr. Lee Milford Sr. was, like I said, helped write the Constitution bylaws of the ACC.
Sammy, I want to talk about one of the most impressive streaks in all of Clemson athletics. You're a humble man. You don't talk about this a lot, but I pressed you on this yesterday at lunch, and I told John this during the break. You have been, for the past 52 seasons, I don't want to age you too much here, but you, for the past 52 seasons, you have not missed a home Clemson football game, and it is now, that streak is now at 316 consecutive games. Hey, you're a superstitious cat. I don't want to get too much into jinxing there, but 316 consecutive games at Death Valley, 52 straight years of every single home game. That's pretty doggone cool.
Well, I've been very blessed, Mickey. I've just been blessed with good health and parents that really enjoyed Clemson football. And like I said, my father graduated back in 1933, and he loved coming up to Clemson football games, and we met a lot of our relatives, you know, here and tailgated. So it was just a wonderful time, and I've just been fortunate enough to, you know, have good health and being able to come up and watch these games.
Sammy, let me, I think Tim Murray said the best. I got to go back and look at it. I know it's 316 straight games. I know it's 52 years. But because that now the Clemson was only in the stadium, 1942, is that the first year of the stadium? Is it 41, yeah. 42, 43? Is it 42?
Yeah, 42.
Okay, 42, the first year of that. I think Tim figured out you've seen maybe basically about 80% of the football games ever played in Death Valley.
that's funny to think about.
Well, a few high school games in there and a few all the spring games in there, and to think about like some NFL games you've seen in there as well. It's over 80%, I'm sure, to think about it. All right, so walk us back. In 1965, You told me a funny story yesterday, or in those early or those mid '60s about Duke coming to town, and you're a little fellow over there sitting. And tell me a story about Duke and their mascot.
Well, I probably wasn't behaving myself. I was probably, you know, fidgety and just you know, doing things you know, that instead of watching the football game, I was probably not behaving myself. And the Duke cheerleaders came over there to meet the Clemson cheerleaders, and they were walking towards the south stands, and my dad and I was sitting on the grass bank, and there wasn't, you know, of course back then there wasn't so many folks sitting on the grass bank, and I remember my father said, "You see, son, you see that blue devil right there?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "He gets that little boy." And just on cue, that blue devil down there, you know, he was several yards away from us. He shook his pitchfork at me, and I behaved the rest of the afternoon. And my mom finally asked my father after the ball game, said, "What's wrong with Sammy?" He said, "Well," he said, "I told him the blue devil was going to get him if he didn't behave." And my mom didn't like that too much. And she taught, you know, how moms, only moms can do. She talked to him and said, "Well, the blue devil's already gone back. He's driving back to Durham right now. So he's already gone. Durham's a long way away." And when she wasn't kidding, you know, when you start driving to Duke, it is a long way up there to me. You know, we laughed about that for years in our family. My father said that was good parenting. You know, I'll write a book about it.
Sammy, I just figured it up here. Clemson has played 404 games in Death Valley, and you've seen 316. You've seen 78% of the probably more than that, because you went to games before 1965. That's 316 in a row. You went to games before in as a little toddler, right?
Yeah, I think my father said I saw a couple in 64, you know, and so I probably saw a couple that season. I just remember him telling me that they couldn't, my grandmother was sick and she couldn't keep me. She lived in Seneca, and they couldn't, of course, they couldn't find a babysitter. My father said, "Hey, we can't miss the game. We'll take them with us." you know, he said, "We already got tickets. We got to go."
And now, in those days, you're telling me that they played about 2 o'clock, and your dad would work till noon or something and ride on over.
You know, he used to just ride over. And Mickey, we used to meet just a couple hours for the game, maybe 2.5 hours or so. And lot five is, you know, that big lot down in the hole down there below the Coliseum, that used to be grass, and first come, first serve. And we used to meet outside of town there, and then come in together and park together. It was, like I said, it was just first come, first serve, and just have the time of our lives, just have a lot of fried chicken and everything else as you know a tailgate should be. And I remember one of our relatives would bring the table, someone would bring this, bring that, and it was made a fine tailgating. So that was a lot of good food.
And now you tell me
a lot of good times.
Your sister Karen would sit with your mom on one side, and you and your dad sit on the other side. And Sam, how much
y'all
were tickets?
Sit on the bank.
Y'all had tickets. Would buy tickets at the gate. How would that work?
Well, my sister and I would buy, you know, student tickets for 50 cents, and then we'd meet up there at north stands. There, my mom and sister would go sit on in the north stands. Dad and I would go sit on the bank and everything, and it was just a lot of good times. And I remember waiting for the team to run down the hill. My dad said, "It's about any minute, son. They'll come down any minute." And then you would see, back then they used to have windscreen on top of the hill, you know, on the fence, so you could, you know, people could see inside, you know, they didn't buy a ticket or something. But you could see top of their helmets bouncing, you know, up, you know, as they walked to the gate to run down the hill. Yeah. And then back then they did it before, you know, not right before the game, but before they did calisthenics. And of course they went down there and ran down the hill. And I can still see Coach Howard, you know, running down the hill.
The hill has changed, Sammy. Let's talk next week because we had little helmet cars, we had little cars, we had rugs, and we had roped off, and we came at angles. Let's talk about how
and Model T's lead the team down. You know, I mean, lead them on the field and things like that.
Let's talk about that. Dr. Edwards ran down with them in South Carolina '78, I believe it was. Let's talk about some of the events on the hill if we can visit with that next week.
We sure will. We sure will. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week and let's enjoy this summer while we still got some of it left.
Yep. 316 consecutive home football games over 52 consecutive years. Sammy, and on top of that, you're still a young man with your great health. So that's really cool.
I hope I can do another 56 years.
Really cool stuff. Sammy, I enjoyed it, man. Let's talk next week if we can.
All right. Appreciate it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. That's a good friend, Sam Blackman. John, 52 consecutive years.
That's impressive.
He's 56. Been going since he was 3 and 4 years old.
That's crazy.
And I don't know who has longer streaks. I imagine there's somebody out there.
I'm sure there is.
Who's been every game over the last 50, 60 years, whenever. But love to hear some of those. But that home streak is awfully impressive. Brian Hennessy has an impressive home and away streak. I've been to every one since. I missed one home game since like 76 or 77.
That's impressive.
I had to take the SAT.
You had to get into Clemson, right?
Yeah, but I should have taken it the SAT in the off season. My wife told me the other night we were talking about with Sammy. I should have taken it in the off season. Yeah. I don't know why I had to take it in the fall. Anyway, I only took it one time, but got my 1600 and got out. We'll take a short break. We'll come back for more Mickey Paula Show. More after this.
Hey, Tiger fans! This is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Here is what a satisfied Aquapool Care customer had to say.
You know, Richard Bishop has been in the pool business for a long time and has a lot of satisfied customers. He's also a fine person and somebody you don't mind being around your home or in contact with your family.
If you want your pool installed by Aquapool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
This warm and sunny time of year should be filled with happy memories, road tripping to vacations. That is why My Garage by Essex wants you to have a happy car. Because who wants to spend their trip to the beach worrying about their car not starting or any other painful car mishaps? Not us. My Garage has a team of highly skilled mechanics with over 100 years experience who are honest, reliable, and professionally trained, which is reflected by doing the job right the first time. Don't leave your family's getaway up to chance. You all deserve to have a pain-free getaway. And while you wait for your car to be treated like the major investment it is, treat yourself to some hot coffee and free wireless anytime in our comfortable waiting room. My Garage is here for you. Come visit My Garage by Essex for all your maintenance and repair needs on Highway 93 in Clemson. Or call 633-5800. That's 633-5800. Happy motoring.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda easily offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda easily is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Discover easy ordering and pick up with the new mobile app from Chick-fil-A. Once you download the app and sign up, you'll be able to bypass the line by simply ordering through your phone. You'll also have access to new ways to customize your meals, which will be saved for easy ordering on future visits. And every time you order with the app, you start earning credits toward free treats. Ordering made easy at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Simply go to one.chickfilA.com to download the app and start earning free treats today.
At Orkin, we help get rid of pests, always using the latest science.
Thanks for coming back. I saw a couple more ants in the kitchen.
Of course. I'll keep coming back between services until you're 100% happy.
That's going to be tough. My baseball team just traded away our starting ace. We'll never make the playoffs.
Well, let's start with the ants.
What's that going to cost me?
Nothing at all. Return visits are covered by the Orkin Satisfaction Guarantee.
Happiness is possible.
Orkin. Pest control down to a science.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
Portions of this program have been transcribed. Other portions have been erased completely.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Not Mickey and Zach. Zach's over at across the pond. And got engaged yesterday to Kristen. So congratulations to Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto, and Mrs. Jack Lake, Mrs. Tonto, Mrs. Orr 24, Kristen. So she's awesome, and she's doing her charitable work. So that's good. Nice of her to try to get in heaven a little bit by going ahead and agreeing to marry that boy.
Get an extra little jewel on the crown there for her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to go do her time here on earth. I want to tell you a little bit about Greg Wells. And the Kiwi Financial Group. I sat down with Greg the other day and learned so much more about him and the advantages of having a 100% independent advisor. You know, these big box advising firms, they have to sell push their expensive products on you and sell their mutual funds and their stocks, their bonds, and whatever investments that they might have. Some folks ask Greg, who do you need to talk to, Greg? Like, who needs to come talk to you? And he goes, basically, everybody. Because if you're a young couple starting out and you're thinking, man, we can't save. Well, you can't afford not to save. Just a little bit. Every little bit helps. Those that might be planning families and planning, you know, kind of like a college planning for your children or college planning for your grandchildren. Those that are worried about, you know, or looking at maybe life and health and medical advantage, disability, a small group kind of insurance. They can take care of that. Retirement planning. You can always talk about that. Or deciding on when you need to take your Social Security benefits. That's a huge decision for you. This is a company that anybody can benefit from. Their mission is to have a positive influence on the client's lives. Let Greg Wells talk to you. The Clemson graduate of 1990 says, Kiwi Financial Group can help you out. KiwiFG.com, right beside Max Drive-In in Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, 654-5043, 654-5043. We have spent most of today discussing the news, notes, tidbits, nuggets out of Dabo Swinney's media day yesterday. I think nuggets is the best way. There's nothing that came out of yesterday that I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. That was amazing. You're going to hear very positive things about a lot of players. If you know Dabo, listen to him long enough. Somebody does really well in the weight room. Dabo points it out. For instance, Niles Pinckney. You know, the news that came out of Niles Pinckney yesterday was, man, his body language is different. His body looks different. He's evolving into a player. A lot of this is Joey Batson based and the strength and conditioning based. To see players like Travion Thompson in his senior year. Every one of these guys are what you're trying to do is find a role and get a bigger role. And you look up and down it. And Isaiah Simmons in that Sam linebacker spot. A little bit of safety, but mostly Sam. His role is increasing. A.J. Terrell, a guy that is a true freshman last year, is a five-star and a true freshman last year, a long body guy. His role certainly increases this year. Kendall Joseph coming back and Trey Lamar coming back, their roles are different this year. You know, Gage Cervinka and Cade Stewart and Jackson Carmen all trying to find their roles as backups. Sean Pollard's role is different as a returning right guard. John Simpson's role is different as a starting left guard. Right, actually, I should say Pollard moving from right tackle to right guard, but Simpson's as a first-time starter. You know, the roles change. Albert Huggins' roles change when Wilkins comes back and Lawrence returns, and a healthy Lawrence. And I don't know, Justin Foster, where's KJ Henry? We learned KJ Henry, by the way, little nugget, 250 pounds right now.
Oh, boy.
I tell you, man, he's an interesting kid.
Man.
He's going to knock your socks off. But the point is that they were little, tiny, little morsels, little nuggets that you got yesterday like that. Like Dexter's 100% now. Mm-hmm. Like Nolan Turner's getting healthy now. Like, you know, expecting a big year out of Mark Fields in his senior season. Just little tiny things like that. Nothing major, nothing earth shattering, but just little things like that. How are you going to handle quarterbacks? What's the running back rotation? You know, talk to us about what they know about that. Tanner Muse losing a little weight to make him a better cover guy at safety.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay attention to it. Again, it's not like they said, okay, we announced the Clemson-Georgia series.
All right.
Oh, by the way, have you seen the rumors?
Oh, I've seen them.
Clemson-LSU.
Mm.
Go ahead and triple sign me up for that.
Yes.
The Georgia series we're hearing, the Georgia series will be one in Clemson, one in Athens, one at a neutral site. I would imagine the Mercedes Dome.
Right.
And we don't know when those will be. We don't know the order those will be in. Mm-hmm. I was asked yesterday about the LSU series. My initial, and I've not asked anybody this that would know in official capacity, but what will the series look like? How will it be structured? Will there be a neutral site game in there? It's going to be a home and home with LSU, we think. My original thought was, without asking, is that that's going to be after the Georgia series, but I don't know. I
think they're having a tough time figuring out when Georgia can do this.
Yeah. So maybe we do LSU first. A little battle for Death Valley.
All right.
I mean, just sign me up for some of that.
I will take one for the team.
Right.
And I will head down to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
And go to a game.
I joked yesterday, one of Mary's best friends, I told you, is dating a guy from an LSU graduate. They're living in Atlanta now. They'll get engaged soon. They'll live down in Louisiana. So, like, here's the deal. We live in Clemson. Y'all live in Baton Rouge. We'll come stay with y'all. Y'all come stay with us.
You're really getting a home and home going.
Yeah,
with
true
them.
Home
yeah.
And home. That's right. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. But now the point is that you got just tiny little bits of nuggets. You got a lot of positivity. You got a lot of things going on. And just learning a little bit more, a little bit here and there. Jackson Carmen's lost 20 pounds. You know, that's for a huge fanatic, like that's massive. Can't wait to hear that news on how much weight Jackson Carmen's lost. If you're not a huge fan, it's like, yeah, you know, he's a freshman, we'll see. But for the avid fanatic out there, that's big news to him.
Hey, as anybody who's lost 20 pounds, that's not exactly an easy feat, so props to him. I mean, I could afford to lose a 20 or
I need to lose
20 times two.
I need to lose, you know, that, man. Yeah. No, you don't need to lose that. You're good. Healthcare text on 986-1566. Our friend the QCT, our Queen City Tiger, writes in, the main thing I was surprised about yesterday was the coach's candor and lack of hedging on Trevor Lawrence. The tone is different than the stout Watson, and they're fully admitting he's playing and the gap is closing between he and KB. And QCB, you're exactly right. But here's the thing. This is the case because they know what they have in Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
They know that this is a generational quarterback. They know that this is the as talented, more talented than Deshaun Watson at this stage is what Dabo Swinney says.
That's so crazy to me.
We had a former Clemson quarterback tell us that he will be the best player to ever play in the ACC kind of player. First round draft pick, can't miss NFL kind of. We know that the staff knows what they have in him.
Oh yeah,
the staff knows that with Cleveland Farrell barreling down on him, coming off the edge, that keeps his eyes downfield, sidesteps, throws a different arm angle, and gets it out to Mylon Richards out in the flat kind of a player.
Right.
That with looking off a safety, seeing a safety bite on underneath tight end, knowing you get man coverage and slinging it 45 yards downfield to T. Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Second, third receiver kind of guy. They know what they have in a special, extra special guy. In our second hour, we're going to hear from Jeff Gotham. Our third hour, I should say. Starting out, we're going to hear from Jeff Gotham over at Katichi. They've got a great junior golf tournament. The Ledbetter Academy is putting on their very first junior championship coming. We'll tell you about that. And then I want to tell you about a conversation I had with Harold Dutch Coleman about Deshaun Watson and how it reminds me of what we were saying about Trevor Lawrence. Because really, from a former college football player to tell me this, and a guy that's really bright. I mean, Dutch is one of the brightest men I've ever been around, and understanding so many aspects of it, I think it goes. So I'll tell that Harold Dutch Coleman story. You don't want to miss that one. As it relates to Trevor Lawrence, and a little bit about what Brandon Streeter said about Trevor Lawrence yesterday, and a little bit about what Dabo Swinney said about Trevor Lawrence yesterday. So we'll get to that coming up in our third hour after we talk to Jeff and talk about a brand new really cool thing coming up there. Hey, my friends over at University Cottages, universitycottages.com, know that they want to get you students look for that one place to live. If you know what, if you might be caught up into a bad situation with a rent you can't afford, and maybe your scholarship kind of fell through, maybe you got some things out there that aren't going great for you, maybe you got some financial issues that aren't great for you out there. These guys and girls can help you out. It is our terrific friends over at University Cottages, because don't pay $700, $800, $900 a month out there now. They've got wonderful deals in your own cottage. It's right across from Ingles. You've seen it out there now. Check out their resort-style pool. All the great amenities. You're not giving up anything. It's new, and it's all the granite, all the ceiling fans, all the widescreen TVs. You get all that, but you just get it at a little better price. 784-3400. Check them out, 784-3400. Are great friends at University Cottages. Ingles Crossing is universitycottages.com. Did I pique your interest with my Dutch Coleman tease?
Yes, you did.
Anytime I can talk much Dutch Coleman, the better. So I'll tell that story. Really comparing, or not comparing, setting it up for Trevor Lawrence as compared to Deshaun Watson. We'll do that. Well, we'd love to have you come back. Hour number three after a short break right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCC.